hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Radio BAM Series 28 Faction. Poop's birthday party, surprise party.
She thought she was coming to film.
Yeah. Well, first of all,
I got her on film.
I hate how Ape makes the fucking rules at my house. It's my house. The reason why I do random things, like, if you take a look at the fucking kitchen and you see that every. As a matter of fact, if you see a marker, sign my kitchen. My mom gets so mad about it.
You have autographs all over your kitchen.
You have autographs all over your kitchen.
You have the same mindset as me, man.
She's like, it needs to be painted over. I'm like, I'm not you. I don't live in your house. It's not a country house. I want people to sign my fucking wall, and I want people to sign my kitchen. I like it like that.
Boo! Here's Boo. All right, we have Boo here. It's fucking Booth's birthday, and she wants to be a whore and fucking...
Four.
Dude, Booth just wants to fucking the Hobbit hole and not even be part of the radio show. Sit down.
Booth, did you really think that you were coming over to film something?
Yes, I did, Bam.
You had no clue.
No fucking clue.
What about last night when we were like, you have to come tomorrow?
I thought I had to come and do what Bam wanted me to do.
Well, didn't you wonder why no one said happy birthday, Booth?
No, because it's not my birthday till Thursday, Bam.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah, now you get it. Now you get it.
Because that's what I was thinking about. And Abe was saying, tell Booth to show up in, like, all this makeup and, like...
I was wondering why about that.
Because I said Booth would never fall for that. If I wanted her to be in something, I would have the outfit for her.
Right.
And I would have the makeup for her. I'm not going to tell her to do it at her house and then come over.
Babe, did I wear anything?
No, but Abe thought that that's how it was going to be. I'm like, she wouldn't fall for that.
Right.
I got you good, though. I told you we're filming a skit.
Yeah,
you know?
She did.
What'd you say when you walked through the door?
Let's get this fucking party started.
Oh, I got it on audio.
And then the first person you saw was Jason's
JJ,
kid.
JJ, I know.
He heard you say that.
And he's looking at me like, Mama, move. But he's cool.
Dude, you have a mouth like a hooker.
I know.
Dude,
did I fuck you up or what? I threw you across the
She flipped
room,
you over.
And Mohawk got it on fucking tape.
She lifted you up and you did a backflip, dude.
Yeah, into the lamp.
Okay. You probably don't remember, but that's what happened.
Do you remember, Apple? You were sleeping.
Boof. If he's going to try to French you and you don't want it, then beat him up.
I am. I'm going to fuck him up every time. I'll break his fingers.
You can break everything.
Yeah. I'll break your heroin thing.
My cum's like heroin.
Yeah, you're...
When I fuck you, you'll fall dead asleep.
Okay.
Like heroin.
Like Apple.
Dude, I've...
She did fall right asleep.
Track 3.
Yeah.
Or
it's not reading. Let's hear Boof. I got it recorded.
Say it.
Go ahead.
Like, can't wait to rage, motherfucker.
Is that on right now?
Yeah, I can chop it up.
I can't wait to rage, motherfuckers.
Did I say that again? When did I say that?
Okay. Yeah, we got parked in front of the door.
We're driving in front of the fucking door. So we can ass fucking
today,
there.
G?
Yeah,
this is us driving up. Motherfucker.
Yeah, pulling right here.
Like, I can't wait to rage.
I can't wait to rage, motherfucker. Is that what you want me to say? Is that what it is?
This is Boof driving up to the house. You didn't know she's getting filmed for her birthday party surprise. This is before her surprise.
All right, let me get a shot of you guys coming up to the door. Like, if I want Boof to be, like, raging, like, ready to rage. Just picture, like, a lot of people here. Go, let's get this party started.
Did you see right now?
Let's get this fucking party started!
Bam, I didn't. I see those cars. You were there.
Did you get all those?
How would I know?
Did you get all those?
Then I saw Papa.
Booth will cry to Happy Feet too.
Bam. That
a lot of people cried at that though.
For all your listeners, that was Booth walking into the
Booth
house.
Booth cries at any movie that has any kind of drama in it.
She screams, let's get this fucking party started, and all her godsons run up to her.
Big time.
That was amazing.
They should tell everybody that Roof's the fucking shit.
Look, the shit.
Booth's the best.
Shit.
Dude, me and Booth are so close that she goes, do I need to clean up your room, Bam? Yeah, there's cum all over the rug.
And wine.
And wine.
And wine.
Is the wine. Wine. Is the wine cleaned up?
No, not yet.
Red or white?
Boof.
I will.
Red.
Nice. Red wine.
Dude. Today's an honorary day, for real, because it's Boo's birthday, and Boo is the best. It's Thursday's her birthday, I get that.
Mine was 2 days ago.
But, you were trying to titty fuck her butt cheeks last night.
I'm still trying to eat her pussy out, but Kevy's behind me and won't beat me up, dude. I can't do it now. I'm a little
Kev, I'm glad you're there, Kev.
Kev,
I'm kind of nervous.
Stay there.
He was all wasted trying to titty fuck her butt cheeks.
What happened?
Novak was all loaded trying to titty fuck Boo's butt cheeks last night.
You fuck him up, Ruth?
No, I fucked him up, Kev. Sure. I didn't need nobody, did I?
She fucked him up on her own.
Kev, I throw up a
I like Novak. She's a friend.
Booth picked him up. Picked him up.
I don't have to say the word, Ruth.
No.
Novak is
Ruth, don't
down.
Say the word.
Yeah, Kev, I love Novak, too.
All right.
You don't got to
do
nothing, though.
We're good. We're good.
Yeah.
But.
All right, if I say...
If you got feelings about it, then I got feelings about it.
If I say...
Feeling some kind of way.
No, if I say Marcus Hook clanks, that means beat up Novak.
Don't abide by that, because that could
If
happen.
I say Marcus Hook clanks, that means beat up Novak.
I feel like that could happen at any given time.
No, I'm telling him.
Hi, Lala.
I don't like him, but I like him a little bit. Enough not to beat him the fuck up.
I don't like him. I like him a little bit. I'll beat him the fuck up.
I said I like you not.
Kev.
I like you not enough. I like you enough not to beat you the fuck up.
But, Kev, how about the prison punch?
The prison punch, that was just one shot.
Remember,
he was snoring in the fucking flower patch.
That's what I mean. I was scared for him, dude. I didn't even want to do that to him, man. I liked him more than that.
But he wanted $500. Oh, wait.
Was
it was $700. You got $200.
I came to your house.
I got $1,000.
You got $200, and
yeah,
you got $500 for you to punch
him. I came to your house.
Man, you gave it to Grant and him $5.
You gave me $1,000.
I didn't have nothing to do with it.
Dipshit.
I just did it, and you.
I think that's when you huffed.
Where is it?
That was around about.
Hey, Arch.
It wasn't my idea. It was yours.
That was Bane's.
It was. I can't believe
you let him do it.
You were snoring for 5 minutes.
I'd do anything for money.
It was. I know.
There's nothing I won't do for money.
You're like a dead fish.
He's gay for pay. You probably suck everybody's dick here one pump for.
I'll let everyone swallow.
$1,000.
No. All right. One pump is that big time. Why wouldn't I? That'd be
$1,000.
If I didn't do it, it'd be dumb. Bring it on, dude. Kevin, you're first.
Oh!
That's a joke.
Put your mouth near my cock and I'll show you what my cock would do to your mouth.
Marcus Hook. Marcus Hook clank.
No, don't listen. Dude.
Marcus Hook clank.
I ain't ever been in a homosexual situation.
See?
But yeah, I'll be like, all right, talk suck my dick.
Talking that. Talking that.
As soon as you suck my dick. You knocked the fuck out.
So let's change the subject, guys.
All right, I'll tell you about the new subject.
We have a young one.
He was talking about homosexual activity and shit. What the fuck is going on with this guy?
We're changing the subject, guys.
He's been in jail for a year. That's what he does.
I've never been in jail.
He saw me in prison. He saw me there.
They were together. I didn't know. Were they taking advantage of you or not?
Never.
I hope not.
Man. My son was jihad.
Don't be the white guy that goes to jail and be scared of a black guy.
Hump did
he lie. They take advantage of you real quick.
He made friends with the Muslims and started.
You fucking better not.
There he is. I did.
Dude, I fasted the whole month. Slug Segura, listen.
All right. Let him have the mic real quick.
Hi, Jay.
Tell him about the stories from jail. Me and him were...
Pat, you're a legend in George W. Hill.
I show up at George W. Hill, right?
Tell him.
Legend in my own mind.
No. In George W. Hill.
Listen, so I show up in George W. Hill. Like, you know Pat? Hey, I know Pat. He's a friend of mine. Well, Pat used to, like, work on commissary. You had a job on commissary. So intake. This guy orders... an intake, too. Yeah, same thing. This guy orders a TV, right?
What you
Slug Segura doesn't like him, so he draws a big dick and balls on the TV. So when you turn the TV on, all you see is dick and balls.
The guy had attempted homicide charges on me.
On you?
From 10 years before.
On you? Why did you try to kill him?
I hit him and he rolled down the hill and the cop almost ran over him.
Troopy hat.
So, dude,
he was on routine.
Do you
patrol.
Know you're like a legend in George W.
Wow,
Hill?
Wow, like, everybody's got to be a legend somewhere.
Everybody at George W. Hill is like Pat Majerus, and then you and some other NBA basketball player were.
Yo, Nick.
Who's Nick?
Wait, why do they love you so much?
You got feelings about that shit.
Because I make the best rap.
You know what? Very rare am I speechless, but I'm speechless.
Isn't that a no?
What does Phil have to say about this?
Yeah. Where is Phil?
Yeah. I make a mean-ass rap.
I just came in. I missed most of it. Fill me in. Phil in.
So I'll tell you. Like that catch. Slug Seguero, I go to prison in George W. Hill, and they're like, well, Pat had all these fines, and then he couldn't get out. And like, well, but Phil came and wrote all these checks to get Phil out. You got him out. Yeah, he had all kinds of fines.
I gave his lawyer some money to get him out. Yeah.
How much?
What was it? 525.
You should know. You're the one who wrote the check.
About $1,100 all together by the time we were done.
$525.
Now, does that come from Bam or from Phil?
It comes from Phil.
That's from Phil.
Yeah.
So
I paid him back.
Then he works at all.
The thing is funny, they're like, everyone loved Pat. So I show up, and they're like, no, he works on intake. So I'm talking to the guys, and they're like, I just told the story already on the show.
Oh, yeah.
About the TV with the dick on it.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, I just did that.
I get the gist of it.
There was more than one of those.
Track three.
Yeah, but this is
Daniel Davies, CKY. Hidden Phases. It's
the agency.
Radio Bat. Oh, it is?
Yeah. What's our new station?
He pops even better. All right, cool.
What's our new station?
What?
Not 28 Faction anymore?
It's whatever the fuck it is.
41.
Our new
Turn
station.
In, faggots. Tune in.
What's our new station?
41, Iggy Pop.
Sirius XM 41.
41, fuck off.
Describe her. Super Bowl. Super Bowl.
kiss with her kiss, one done from our world. Snake hips, full lips, strong thighs, green eyes. White teeth, fresh beef, just like the TVs.
Does it look like I give a fuck?
Holy Lord, I got a phone.
Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Banner.
Turn it up.
Faction.
Pat. What? Do you hear me?
I hear you. I hear you now.
So, are you on PCP right now?
Nah, not at the moment.
That's a bold-faced lie.
Why, you got any?
Why, yeah, I was going to say, why, you got any?
It's such a lie. All
right. Why, you
she's
got
so
any?
Honest.
There's a stack of pipes out by the barn.
What, I'm so
is he on PCP?
Oh, pipes? There's a stack of them out there.
Is he on PCP, Phil? It's your brother, Phil.
I know. I avoid him when he's
are
like
you in
that.
A video game right now?
Am I in a video game?
Yeah. Where that's what it's like to be on PCP, and you did loads of it.
You know?
Because I could see your eyes.
Is he on PCP, man?
100%.
For real?
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't do it.
I'm on PCP.
Cause, probably because he did too much.
I'm on PCP.
Big time.
Is he really?
I didn't know.
Well, everybody knows.
Somebody must have slipped it in my drink or
something. Oh, yeah.
My mom's fucking stupid.
That's an 8-year-old girl running around the radio show right now.
Wet Bat. Are you on heroin? I love how Pat shows up on PCP with his glassy eyes and thinks that nobody knows. Everybody knows.
I didn't know.
If you want to visit Pat, go to Marky Hook. Oh!
That was probably one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life.
Phil, my dad, though, is the most gullible of them all. He'll just sit there and think, like, well, maybe he's not drunk. Maybe he just fell because he was off balance. Phil, it's called being drunk. I've seen me do it. So that's what happened. So, okay, look at your brother, Pat. See his glassy eyes? He's on PCP, Phil.
He said he wasn't.
I know he said he wasn't. Novak says that he didn't steal my money either.
But I did. Let's do a drug test.
That's what Novak says, because you know that we'll
never
do that.
It'll never happen.
That's the easiest thing to do. A drug test.
I'll take a piss test right now.
Nobody has any drug test equipment.
You got some cocaine.
So he knows it, saying that.
But you don't have any PCP.
You already did it all.
You got some Percocet, you got some cocaine, but you don't have any.
Phil doesn't. Look at his eyes, Phil. He's on PCP 100%.
I avoided him for 10 years when he went to
look at him. Look at his eyes.
I avoid people like
Phil, look. Look at his eyes right now.
Let's make a bet. I'll bet you.
Look at his eyes. Make eye contact with your brother.
If you're looking for Pat,
make eye contact with your brother. That's called PCP.
I'll bet you $1,000.
I would say the same thing.
He's betting $1,000.
I say the same thing.
You want
to
bet?
I want to bet.
I'll cover that bet.
I really like that.
Percocet, I went too cocaine, bad. No PCP. Tonight.
I don't know the difference, Bam. Everybody's crazy to me. Everybody. So I don't know if they're all PCP.
You're the most gullible person.
I'm in that chain.
I run the other way when I see them. I run. I go the other way when I see people. I just run.
Bam, I swear in my mother's life I didn't do any heroin. I swear in my own life.
Well, you don't care about your own life, Novak, so you can swear on it all day long. Who, Novak? Him.
From Aston, coming at you live from Chatsport, Pennsylvania.
You got to talk in that. So, Pat,
what?
Did you smoke PCP today? It's just easier to tell. It's easier to tell the truth.
It is.
It really is.
No, I did
fuck
not.
The truth.
Ruth is the truth.
What did you do today?
It's her birthday.
What did I do today?
She can't.
Let me guess. You drank two beers and that's it.
Huh? Only two.
You only drank two beers and that's the end?
Who the hell ever said that?
What'd you do today?
I drank a box of wine.
Okay. Okay. And then what?
Then I picked them up.
And I drank at least that eight or nine beers.
Eight or nine beers. And then what?
I did.
What'd you do? What drugs?
Some Percocets.
Percocets. 30s?
10 milligrams?
Perk 30?
I snuck a 30 in.
I snuck a 30 in.
The rest were 10s.
They're the strongest ones.
What else? And I did a line of coke.
A line of coke.
Yeah.
This is your brother, Phil.
And then what?
That is it.
I love
it. And then that is it?
That's me.
That is it.
Okay.
That's why I run the other way.
Yeah. Is that enough?
I like it. I like that you admitted it.
I agree.
Is that enough?
Because if you said that I only drank 2 beers, I'd know that you're lying. If you just told me the truth, then I love that.
I drank 5 beers since I've been here.
Well, since you've
been
here.
You know when you get pulled over by a car and the cops come up? Have you been drinking? Well, because you know that they know.
Nah. I only had two beers.
Two beers is what I had.
When they pulled me over,
they know you're lying.
I had an empty case of beer in the back of the car. I couldn't
one,
lie.
One beer is unbelievable. Two beers is sort of believable. But if you say 3 to 4 beers, that means that you're going
to be over the line. Yeah. You're over the line. Like, you have to go to jail.
But it takes me 6 beers to even feel normal. So when I'm driving on 6 beers, I feel like I'm perfectly fine.
It's a six-pack home.
Shipbird says that too. He measures distances in his car by six-packs.
Do you do that?
How far is Allentown? It's about a six-pack away, maybe 7 beers
unless
away.
It's a stressful day, then it's 8 beers.
Then it's 8 beers. Was today a stressful day?
Was today stressful?
Today was stress-free.
Yesterday was Pat's day, St. Patrick's Day.
Did you get all fucked up?
What, I had my own
did
day.
You do PCP yesterday?
Nah.
When's all right?
I hung out in Marcus Hook.
When's the last time you did PCP?
I was at Lefty's.
Good question. Does Phil ever call me out on things? Because he asked. So, when Kevin and Pat come over, like, do they work hard? I'm like, yeah, they work hard. All right, well, does he open up the fridge and take, like, one of your beers? Like, yeah. It's like, has he ever been like, yo, you take Bam's fucking beers and stuff?
I stole a beer. I stole a beer.
No, you asked, and I said yes. But does he throw me under the bus?
A couple times you weren't here, and I took
Does he throw me under the bus?
Who?
Because I'm never going to tell Phil anything else ever again if that's the case. You work at my house. You've been doing frames for my pictures, and they look awesome, but... When Phil goes, is he doing the frames? Yeah. Is it looking good? Yeah, it's looking good. Is he sipping on beers over there? Yeah, he's sipping on beers. Pat, you're sipping on beers over there. Like, I feel like the one who is the problem. Like, I'm not going to tell you anything. I'll just say, oh, Pat Sober is a judge.
I never said a word to him. Ask
Phil, are you mad because I sipped on a beer?
No, Phil asked me.
Huh?
My dad is asking if... Pat's drunk when he shows up. And I go, I don't care. As long as he makes the good frames, as long as you want to do frames, you can do whatever you goddamn want. But when Phil asks and I tell, then he tells them that I told them. So it looks like I'm the rat.
No, I never tell them, so you're not the rat. Now you just rat
yourself. Bam, that'll be the snitch.
I never say a word to them.
Well, okay.
Hey, Cleveland. We need to make the radio show better. No. Cleveland says we need to make the radio show better because we're doing a bad job. Cleveland, put on a microphone and talk.
We read your Twitter.
Wait.
We need to fix it.
Talk. Here's hella fucking worth.
You guys are like my best. You guys are my best friends.
No, I'm not.
And I think
I'm not either.
I think you guys should.
I'm not.
We should be a little more supportive and not talk so much garbage on my band that you know deep down you love.
Well, you know this radio show needs a lot of work.
You guys all love what I'm
doing.
We
need to fix it, Cleveland.
Me, Chad, and Bam need to fix the radio show because we're doing bad.
And I love all you guys, but I can't sit here and be like completely. Like
you know what? You know what I like?
Your show. It's no fun for me.
I love 69 Eyes. I love 69 Eyes, and I love him. I don't like Hello Cleveland. Truth be told.
Well, you're the only one I know.
Chad.
The only one I know.
You know what? Chad forwarded me your texts, dude.
Yeah, because I was upset. I don't like that.
Dude, Chad didn't have time to read a novel. Like,
about
it's like,
you.
Yeah, like it doesn't.
I mean, if that's how you reach out to me, I mean, fine, but it's not. You got a weird way of doing it, my man.
My man. Who is he talking to?
I don't even have a buzz yet. You guys caught me sober.
Who is he talking to? He's talking to me like he's my best friend.
Man.
He's not ever.
Shut the fuck up. You love
the thing that sucks.
You want to lick my
there's
asshole.
There's a little kid right here. You're
so stupid. Look at you. You know what's funny? His text said,
stupid.
Believe it or not, I have young fans who look up to me.
That's true. That is true. And I don't want people knowing it is. Things that you bring.
You know what?
Ask Bam. It's the truth. There are people
there's somebody in Australia with a Hello Cleveland shirt.
Yeah. All right. Cool. There's someone in fucking Africa with a Hello Novak shirt. Wow. I'm going to make a lot of money off that. It's boring.
And it's not like I'm a cocky guy. I'm not cocky about what I'm doing. I'm completely humble about it.
Yeah, you're humble because you suck. You're humble because you suck.
I'm very confident.
When you
confident
suck,
what
you're
I'm
humble.
Doing.
This is a.
You.
Okay,
act
I'll
like
sum it all
up
right now.
Asshole.
I like Cleveland. Everything's great.
The problem
with Cleveland is that if I was in the Arthur car and it was me, Chad, Cleveland, Wiki, and Novak, and everybody's all hanging out and we're driving, he won't remember the moment of being like, woo, fuck yeah.
That's not true.
He'll be too busy tweeting about it.
Like,
to not have any
true.
Fun.
That's so not true.
He'll be like, I need to take a photo of it and say, we're raising
that's
it
not
up.
True.
You're not raising it up. We're raising it up.
Not
you're
true.
Not because you're typing about
I've
it.
I've actually slowed down
we're
a lot.
We're fucking raging right now, having a great
I've been
old ass
okay,
time.
Okay, here's my answer to that.
We're having a great old
here's
ass time.
Here's my answer
by
to
the
that.
Time you're done typing, you miss the rager.
I'll give you my answer.
Can't
my
wait
answer
to hear
that.
Boring.
My answer is I've been trying to get
Boring.
Started with my music career,
trying.
And it's
We're
taken
trying.
A lot of promotion, and it's taken a lot of hard work on my part, because when you first start a band, you don't have fans to do it for you. Now it's getting to the point where we have some people to help us out. I don't have to do it quite as much. But in the beginning, I needed to do that to put my foot down and say,
we
are Hello Cleveland, and this
now,
is what we're
ass.
Freaking doing.
Talk to Chad. Chad wants to talk to you. Talk to Chad.
Now you have to do three times as much. Now you have to do three times.
No, now we have. Well, we're starting to get people to help us, though. You know, like, and eventually I'll be able to back off a little bit. But I'm always going to be. I'm always going to be one on one with fans. It's important to me.
No one cares.
You gave me the mic, man.
No, what'd you say? If you're popular on Twitter, you don't matter.
They say that. Like,
what they say?
If you're famous from Twitter, you're not famous.
Join the club, Cleveland.
I just can't believe that there's people
there's
out
other ways,
there.
There's other ways, but social.
That,
social outlets
rather be
are
friends
a very
with people
good way
on Twitter than in real
it's
life.
It's Bam Show. I'm trying to listen to Bam.
Networks.
Radio
thank
Bam,
you.
Not Radio fucking Hello Cleveland.
I can't hear what you're
saying. I kill myself before I listen to Radio Cleveland.
I think it's a good time for a Hello Cleveland song. I'm
well,
thinking maybe some Poison Rain.
Right, you know
where's
what? Do you have a disc?
Give me the
actually,
disc.
I don't.
Look, what a pussy
well, then
boy.
How am I going to play it?
Yeah.
What really am I doing with my invisible CD?
Well, we'll do it on the next one. If I ever do another radio show.
Telepathy. It's all about telepathy. You're an idiot, Cleveland.
You ain't got to work.
You're an idiot.
Just
here's the mic.
Just die.
Your song's not getting played. You're the
I know. Yeah, he's the idiot, not me.
I've gotten so used to not even letting my song get played that I've just
track 16.
Hey, by the way,
I want you guys to help me.
16.
Bam, are you and Novak doing Rockapalooza?
Cleveland,
no,
you're not even turned on.
No nudity. Tell Novak.
I guess so.
No nudity, Novak, on Rockapalooza.
You can't be nude at Lollapalooza.
Vito's real nervous.
Whatever it is.
Vito's scared. Yeah. Vito says that he's going to get sued for it. I'm like, sue me. It's like getting blood from a rock. I don't care. Well, talk to Bam. Well, if he makes me, I have to. Like, you're the boss, pal. You make me get naked, you gotta pay. Not me. I don't have to pay. I don't have any money to pay. I can't pay dick.
Can't get blood from a stone.
Can't get blood from a rock, dude. You know what? It's not about the destination, it's about the journey. Truth be told. You like that, Chad?
I've heard
16.
Oh, shut your fat mouth. Shut up. Shut up. Man, way to ruin your band, idiot.
You're not even on mic, dude.
I couldn't help it. I had to sing it.
I have you turned off.
We turned you off a long time ago.
It's a long time ago.
Dude, we turned you off like 2 hours ago.
Blood on your cool, 16.
Hey, Phil, do you like Hello Cleveland?
I saw him.
I actually do. I honestly do.
I don't.
You were bobbing your head last night when he was playing.
I was bored.
You were going like this.
I was bored and blacked out.
And then I look at you and go, oh, I have to stop bobbing my head.
I was bored and blacked out.
That's when those guys were telling me that they weren't going to pay Bam, and I had to lose my mind when he was playing.
Yeah, dipshit.
At the Monsters Ball.
Dipshit.
Yeah.
Dude, he just wakes up the fuck up a day. He wakes up the fuck up.
What are you trying to say?
Those four dudes told me they weren't going to pay it at the Rock Mountain or Monster Ball.
And then what happened?
Hello, Cleveland.
I said, get the
playing.
Fuck away from my fucking slow, you motherfucker. Yeah.
Well,
away.
Did they pay?
They paid like a month later.
Yeah, Phil. Way to bring the
pagan. Oh, man, I lost it. I said,
dude, he was like a
get
pagan.
The fuck away from me. Slaughter all three of you. Get the fuck out of here.
What'd Bane make off that?
He made 10.
Let me borrow one.
Fuck off.
What's that? Serious 41, fuck off.
Yeah, I was trying to listen, and these guys are bothering me. We're not going to pay Bam because he didn't introduce the bands. I said, he's up there singing five fucking songs. Yeah. Fuck you, get the fuck away from me.
Yeah, Phil. That's what I'm talking about. Man, why couldn't Jerome be like Phil? Man, if Jerome only had Phil's genes.
Yeah.
Who's Jerome?
His dad.
Oh,
you
Jerome,
know Jerome.
Yeah. I didn't. You
I know it's
Jerome?
A black name, but it's his dad.
Dude, my dad called me out on the
don't
porch.
Don't you think Jerome?
It is.
Who do you know who's white named Jerome?
My dad. So he calls me on the porch. I'm 7 years old, Phil.
Like
I'm
that.
7 years old, and my mom, Patricia, comes home. And Jerome has me on the back porch. He's like, sign this. Okay, well, I'm 7 years old. I'll sign whatever you want me to sign. And Patricia, my mother, comes.
Signed his
like,
life away.
You're not. Jerome had a document made up from his lawyer saying if I signed it, I was going to be Jerome. So I was. Dude,
Jerome wanted his son to be named Jerome 7 years later when his name was already Brandon.
At 7 years old.
Yeah. And he's like, your name needs to be Jerome now, so sign this paper. He's seven. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's like, oh,
yeah,
okay.
So, legally,
so his mom comes out and says,
Patricia,
what the fuck
me.
Is happening on right
she
now?
Flipped
like,
out.
You're signing this. So you're trying to make his name Jerome? He's 7 years old.
No, Jerome, I love you. Dude.
Yeah. 7 years old, he tries to make his name Jerome when it's already Brandon. Unbelievable.
Can't that's good. Why I'm the way I am.
That name sucks.
You just, like, I'm just fucked up from the gate.
You've been fucked up in the umbilical cord, man.
Man, look at.
Yeah, I know. Look at me.
Can I say something about
big time.
Somebody's asked where Boof is?
Well, yeah, we are.
Say she's where's up, Boof at?
Where's Boof at?
Where's Boof?
Oh wait, are you talking about a woe fat from Hawaii 5-0? Oh wait, Ruthie is 5-0. Is
what
it good, Chad? Did that suck or was that good?
Philip.
I missed that one.
What did Novak say when he got to the ocean?
What was it?
The ocean's nice.
And how am I going to steal all this, Phil?
Well, at least it's nice.
See, Phil's optimistic. Yeah. You know what? Phil looks at the glass.
Nice, tell that to my $900 on my credit card that he stole.
Or about the $80,000 Mercedes.
Yeah, who did you know at the that bank to crash. Give you that money, Brandon?
Which bank?
At down in Baltimore, you had cash advances. Who did you get to give you cash? You knew a girl to give you cash
she
advances?
A fan.
What a
okay.
dick.
He got cash advances.
I did.
What a dick.
I did.
I'm not that way today.
I'm not that way today.
Yeah, until you finish another bottle of red wine.
I wouldn't take your shit today. I have my own shit. Me and Happy Hour are happy.
Have you hit him yet? For now.
All right, you want one punch right to the face?
No, I don't.
You can have one.
You are happy now. But you'll probably wind up getting wasted, and then you'll wreck the house like how you did last night.
My house.
Then she's going to call me saying, what do I do?
What does she do? What should she
do? I'm sick of saying what to do because she never listens.
Did he ever get the door fixed?
Not yet.
You're supposed to call Kevin. Remember, you never called Kevin?
I know, but okay. Because Todd helped me out.
Oh, Todd helped you? Okay.
Me and Todd are going to do it.
So why did you wreck the house?
Dude, I was like a one-man mosh pit in my living room.
Why did you wreck the house?
I don't know. But I woke up in the morning. I woke up. I'm like,
well, what makes you think that that's not going to happen to you tonight?
Because I'm not doing Crown Royale.
You're doing red wine.
You did it earlier.
I did Crown Royale.
You did. I saw you do a shot of that.
Two. I was drinking from the bottle last night.
So is what's going to happen is by the end of the night, you're going to wind up blacked out again.
You think?
And then you're going to do something very stupid and not remember. Then she's going to call me up asking what to do. And I'm going to say, I don't know and I don't care.
All my belongings are your house, babe.
I thought they were at Barba's.
You're looking at
them. They're all here. You know what sucks is all my belongings are Bane's. So half the clothes are his.
Bane?
It's Bane. Half my clothes are his.
Bam.
So he goes. It's Bane. B-A-I-N. B-A-I-N. Bane.
Bane.
That's what I say. So he,
yeah, Bane.
He gets all my shit, and I'm like, fuck, man. Like, now I'm going to lose all my clothes because he went through all his shit, Phil, and took all his shit
Wait,
back.
His clothes?
So now you have nothing left?
Nothing.
Gross.
Just saying.
That's disgusting.
Just saying.
Just quit that, would you?
Just deal with it. Radio 41, fuck off.
Good story, Novak.
Great story, Brandon.
So, Bam, how was Australia?
I have that Iggy song.
How was it?
We have an Iggy song.
He played Niggy song.
Wait, we
did you get in a fight down there?
I did. You got beat the fuck up, but TMZ took.
I didn't get beat up. Actually, I got knocked out.
Tell the listeners this story.
Yeah, I didn't get beat up. I got knocked out.
Tell the story.
We told it last week.
Oh, we did.
Yeah. Oh, you did.
No, I did hold my own. Yeah,
TMZ.
Once he hit me once, we were scuffling for like less than a minute, and then he hit me pretty damn good, and then I fell asleep for 5 minutes.
Dude, I read your tweet this morning. It was the funniest ever. I got knocked out in Australia. Thank you. I slept great.
Yeah. see, that's a great tweet, right?
I read it. I
loved
it.
I just read Cleveland's and just waking like, up, getting ready to wake up for the day. I'm going to Starbucks and buy myself a coffee again.
And thank God for Westchester for all the Gothic churches. I don't need to see your face in front of a church, fat fuck.
I love that church.
Just die. Do me a favor and kill yourself. Why do you even publish this music, Chad?
Your tweets suck, Cleveland. I'm going to delete you, I think, maybe tomorrow or the next day.
I'm following. When you do it, I do it.
I really am going to.
I'm doing it, too.
Because you tweet about nonsense way too much. Oh, I just picked up a CD called Daniel Davies. I pressed track one. Sounds pretty damn good.
That's man, a decent tweet.
Oh, I actually just grabbed the beer and then I put it to my mouth.
My day's starting out A-okay. Wow. Who
my
cares?
My day's starting out A-okay. Like, tweet about things that are important.
About
you're going to get deleted.
You're deleted now. You know what? I'm deleting you. Chad, are you deleting him?
I want to know if Phil's going to delete him.
Phil, will you delete
I don't know how to do Twitter, follow that shit, Facebook, none of that shit.
Phil, you like
Twitter.
Twitter is easy. You can do it right from your
phone. I don't do computers either. I don't
even
look
right from your phone. You just press a button.
Not on my phone.
Apple will do it. Apple will show you.
Phil's still got a flip phone.
I don't even want to
do it. If Cleveland was in the F1 fighter jet and he's going through the sky going completely vertical during a backflip. He wouldn't experience the moment. He would be like, I'm doing a fucking backflip on a fucking F1 fighter jet. He'd be, I'm on Twitter. I'm doing a backflip right now. Doing the backflip on a fighter jet. You're not experiencing what's happening. You're too busy typing about it.
Live the moment, faggot.
Live the moment, faggot.
Live the fucking moment, idiot.
You'll tweet as you're doing it, and you're not even seeing what's happening.
Give the microphone. Let's hear what you have to say.
Do you know what I mean?
Stick up for yourself. Stick up for yourself. Look, hey, hello, Cleveland.
It's like watching a cool concert. But you're too busy typing about how cool it is that you don't look at it to see how cool it is.
You know what's sad? Hello,
like
Cleveland.
If Chad does a double guitar flip and you're too busy typing, you missed
that. He does it.
So you don't know how cool it was. You missed it.
Well, you know what's funny? You pay Chad, but you don't pay me, faggot. Where's the Hello Novak money?
We haven't seen any money from
you're not on mic.
I bet, faggot. Yeah, take the mic.
I have a question.
Take it. Look, Hello Cleveland won't even take the mic. All you followers love Hello Cleveland. He's a pussy boy. Quit following him. He sucks.
What do you have,
his
Phil?
Band sucks. Bam hates him. Chad hates
Phil
him. I hate him.
That's not even true.
That's not even true.
A couple of weeks ago, did you guys make that CJ guy cry? Because the radio made him sound like he was going to cry.
He did.
Did that guy cry?
He needed to hear it.
I listened to it. He cried, didn't he?
Whatever happened.
He showed nothing.
He didn't cry?
That's why he got such a beating, is he showed nothing.
Oh, he didn't show any reaction?
Like, no reaction.
It's like Cleveland.
Well, he went home and cried then.
He just clapped.
Yeah, exactly. Like Cleveland. Like, he should stick up for himself, but he
that's
won't.
What, you reminded me of treating Cleveland the same way.
CJ's our man.
I'm not dumb.
You're not?
I honestly like Cleveland, man.
I don't.
What are you doing with your life? Let's talk about you. What are you doing with your life?
Well, my second book's
what
about
makes
that.
What I'm doing so horrible?
Because you can't even cop out to what you do.
What are you talking about? I'm in a rock.
You ride the coattail of his of his.
That's not true.
Bam.
I haven't been here in 2 months.
Because he kicked you the fuck out. But where's that on Twitter? Nowhere.
Oh, I know.
Sure. You tweet about everything.
Everything.
Have you ever tweeted about you getting kicked the fuck out?
Not my new apartment.
Everyone knows I moved out. What are you doing with your life?
Me?
Yeah, that's so great. You give me hell.
You know what? I don't have to do dig. I get residuals.
See, look at you. That's a horrible attitude.
Well, it's the truth. It's the truth.
Looks like I'm winning, not you.
Really?
You probably have no. You're like insecure as shit because you're not doing anything yourself. So you take it out on me because I'm doing something cool with my life.
But your wife sucked my dick at the club.
See, and that's and then you go and you bring up something that's not even true because you have nothing else to say.
As
you make yourself up.
Wow.
That's how pathetic.
And there goes Apple. She's out.
It's not even true.
Well, I mean,
it's true. It's
whatever
true.
You want to say, whatever you want to say. I mean, your wife did suck his dick at
yeah,
the comedy.
Okay. Okay.
There's no tolls. How do I know that? Because your wife sucked my dick the whole way down.
That happened. I'm not even married.
Why would I?
I've been separated for a
yeah,
year.
Yeah, because she left you for Brian. Because
you got his dick sucked at the comedy.
Everyone knows that.
You know why she left you?
But it definitely wasn't you and your scumbag ass. She doesn't want Hep C.
Oh, well, my girlfriend does.
Well, that's something
dude,
totally different.
When's the last time when's the last time you came, pussy boy?
If he did come, it's from his own hand.
When's the last time you came? Answer.
Two nights ago.
From who?
My hand.
From whoever. You think I'm going to name a name?
Yeah.
I want you to.
What if it's a girl I like?
I bet.
I'm just going to name her name on
the show. Bam, I don't kiss and tell. Yeah, because there's nothing to tell, fat boy.
It's like a boring book. With no
I'm just
ending.
Not.
Wow, I'll never read
it. I don't tell the way you guys
boring.
Do. That's true. That's
who'd
true.
You fuck last?
I have a little more of a private
All right, life. When'd you fuck last? Two nights ago?
I said 2 nights ago.
Who'd you fuck?
I'm not saying her name. No way.
Oh, what is it, Tara?
Why? Because she doesn't want anybody to know that you did that?
Because
she's not proud about the fact that you might have fucked her.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure she's not proud of
she
that.
She didn't want to say, my fat friend Cleveland fucked me.
See, I get myself in situations by picking up the mic.
Well, she doesn't want anybody to know.
What are you doing with
she your... doesn't want anybody to know because she's not proud of you fucking her.
I'm going
to
leave the listeners to think about that.
Where'd you fuck at?
Bye-bye.
Where'd you come like? Yeah, you want to listen to hell?
Defend yourself, Cleveland.
Say something. Say something, pussy boy.
I don't want to. I don't like arguing with you. It's a waste of time.
Because you're going to lose.
Boring.
It's boring for you.
It's only boring to you. It's not boring to me.
I'm doing fine.
Fine. Fucked up, insecure, neurotic, and emotional. Fine.
That's you.
What an idiot.
That's you.
You're such an idiot, dude. Dude, your wife sucked my dick at the kind of way to go damn.
Oh, yeah.
You want to bet money? Dude, you want to bet? You want to, dude. Pull back my bet, dude.
Oh, my God.
I bet you. Dude, you broke your iPhone because you were so mad.
Like, no. That's a lie.
You remember him breaking his phone? Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, big time.
You're going to put the mic down and walk away? Hey, everyone that loves Hello Cleveland, quit now. Like, avoid the pain because the band sucks.
I like it.
I don't. I like 69 Eyes and him.
No, I like it. I really like
scumbag.
I like Hello Cleveland. I swear to God, You're not even kidding.
You're listening to the radio
Cleveland,
band.
I listen to your songs in my car. Alone and jamming out. That means that I like
yeah.
it.
So why can't
he might want to hate it. I don't care.
Less of that bullshit.
Like, haters gonna hate.
If he wants to hate, he can hate.
Haters gonna hate.
Haters gonna hate. And his name's Brandon Novak. People like what I'm doing, and you hate it. You fucking hate it. Go back to jail.
You just got me more followers, idiot. Now I have like 70,000 followers. Man, I gotta go back to jail. I fucked up.
You know that, go ahead with your buddy point, Bullet.
What cool have you done lately?
Well, I'm working on my new book. I'm done. I have a meeting in
working
April.
On it.
No, it's done in April. I have a meeting to put it out.
Well, where is it?
And I beg you to film every day, and you don't want to film. I beg you.
Because I'm not going to film something.
So I'm
when I'm filming it in a different format of what we need to film
I
it
get
for.
That, but
which is Radio Clash.
48.1.
Yeah, and I don't know what format they want to film it in, so I'm not going to film you do something awesome when I filmed it in the wrong format.
So
and
I'm ready
go,
to
oh,
film.
Oh, we're going to use it.
But I'm ready to film.
I know that.
So you asked me if I did cool lately.
Yeah, well, what was it?
Wrote a new story.
What was it about?
Location B.
That happened a long, long time ago, pal.
But it's all the new book.
Did
what's
you
your backing? You're paying for it, pal.
Phil, am I?
I didn't hear anything about it yet, no.
Tom
Novak's writing a new book, and I know what he's trying to do, and I think that it's rad. He wants to... I'll show... You know what? I can't even explain it on the radio, but...
Explain
it's like this Pete Doherty book that I have right here.
You can't do that here.
And he wants to photocopy everything in handwritten shit. But your handwriting's terrible.
No, it's good.
Dude, it's very hard to read.
He's a ghostwriter.
It really is. It's hard to fucking read.
Is Franz involved?
No. Dude, when I'm sober as shit on an airplane trying to read your handwriting, it's very, very hard to read.
You know what pissed me off? My best pal here, my buckaroo, met Pete Doherty and he didn't even care.
I did care. It was just loud.
He didn't even care.
It was a club and it was loud and
dude,
it was too annoying to even try to talk.
You know what? My number two who I'd fuck the most out of Osama bin Laden would be Pete Doherty.
Who's number one? Osama.
Osama. And then he says, oh, and Prince Henry was there. Prince Henry. That's what he told me. He didn't even say, like, a big deal. Oh, I met Prince Henry, too. Harry. Prince Harry.
Cool guy.
Henry.
Henry, Harry. I don't give a fuck, man. Go back to London. Huh. I'm not going to talk shit on London, because when I have money, I'll buy a house there. Can I borrow, like,
I think it's like
grand?
$10 million minimal.
Can I borrow cash?
Hello, hello.
Fuck off.
Let's play a song.
Play a song.
Hey, Cleveland,
Is this like a 2-hour
You
have
a, you had no 2 cents to say.
I was a spam.
And then when I asked for you to say play he's, track six,
he's texting like, Abby.
You did a double take.
Didn't do a double take.
All right, well, I'm are you on standby or are you ready to hit play?
I don't have 2 cents. I am ready to
All
hit
right,
play.
All right, well, hit play. There you go. There you go. Radio Bam, Series 28, Faggots in the Air.
Madison.
Faction Troy. Huh?
Dude, I like to say that Novak's a piece. He's such a piece, dude. Like, in the fullest extent. All he had to do was do one appearance in Detroit. I'm sorry, two. One in Chicago, one in Detroit. He was trying to get on the airplane in Detroit, and he was so fucked up on pills that they say, you can't get on, you can't be in this airport within 3 days because you're this fucked up. What? I'm in London. What are you talking about? He thinks he's in London. So.
He thought he flew across the Atlantic.
Yeah, he did the appearance 2 days ago. He still has a day and a half left to go of sitting around waiting to get back to
home. Drive it at that point. Drive it.
He doesn't have that. Then he would spend every dollar that he spent on the appearance.
On a rental car.
Yeah. So he's just sitting around waiting. That's fucking ridiculous. Ooh. And his girlfriend texts me every day. I hate his guts. I don't care about him anymore. Uh-huh. And then as soon as I say, hey, what are you guys up to? Oh, we're cooking a pizza together.
Yeah.
It's like, I thought you didn't care about him.
I was actually at the bar with Novak one time, and she came in to tell him that she was going to stay away from him that night.
That's the thing.
Yeah, like, you don't go in and confront him about how you don't want to be around him. You're around him.
Oh. Yeah.
You walk to him.
Distorting my headphones and you're loud.
Well, I don't know what's going on. Right? I'm not loud in mine.
Yeah, he's fine. I don't know what you're hearing.
He's got some crazy mix in his headphones.
Whatever Novak does, cheers on him because it fucking works. Obviously. Because look at him. He gets his shit thrown out at my house every other night. And then she drives up and picks it all back up. Brings it back over to her house. He removes in. Everything's cool again. And then you go get his dick sucked by a stripper. And then she'll find out. And then she'll throw all the shit back out at my house again. And then they'll make up again. And then
I actually heard.
It's like a cycle.
In passing, when I was going to take a piss at that same night, I heard him like, "Babe, you're the only one for me," like apologizing. And then some hot girl walked by and was like, "Oh, damn, look at that girl." Like right to her. Like,
I know.
In front of her.
This was the worst in the world. Dude, the worst ever. Is that he just got caught. Listen to this. He just got caught getting his dick sucked by a stripper on film. Not like, I heard that you did this. No, it's on film. You're caught red-handed because I'm looking
deny,
at it.
Deny, deny, deny.
That's what he did, but
still deny it, even if it's film.
But
it's video trickery, babe.
On off. That he tried to say that.
I imagine.
And I'm like, yeah. You're the only one that says no more fucking heroin on your belly, faggot.
As
like you're caught red-handed.
Yeah.
Now I'm not, babe.
I'm like, yes, you are. I'm looking at it. You're caught, dude.
So he's doing appearances. What does he do when he gets to the club? Do people know who he is and stuff? What is it, Brandon Novak from Jackass? Or
I guess. I really don't know.
What's he do? Does he get nude and like feel like he has to like go nuts? He's going to go right back to jail.
Well, whatever he did, he got so fucked up that he doesn't even know. He thought he was in London when he was trying to get home from Detroit, and they wouldn't let him on the airplane.
Does it really take 3 days to sober up? That's what they told him? Three days?
They said 3 days. Not one. 3 days.
That's like more time to get more fucked up. That's not time to sober up.
That's probably what he's doing.
Time to get more fucked up.
Yeah.
So does he know anybody there?
The people that booked the thing.
Oh, man. They're trouble, huh? They're Skatopia, right?
Yeah.
Wow. That sounds like trouble. How was the New Orleans thing? Was he, Novak was tame there. What's he doing on his own appearances? I really want to know.
I don't know. I think he just says, like, I think he just talked to the people, like,
I think he'd be good at it.
Why don't you get me appearances with the fuck?
You know, and then they're, oh, right, fine, we'll try to do that.
All right, well, then fucking do it then.
How much is it to book Novak?
Anything. $1,000.
If anybody out there wants to book Brandon Novak, you can Twitter him, I guess. He does the Twitter.
He does, I suppose.
Novak does the Twitter.
I'm going to get a Twitter account just to be friends with Eric the Cat.
Eric the Cat has a Twitter. Eric_the_cat at Twitter. Yeah.
Bam's cat that he got from the SPCA has a Twitter.
Somebody just finally sent me a picture of him driving your RV, and it's you in the passenger seat. And he's escaping to Mexico because of tax evasion.
No, tax fraud.
Tax fraud. I didn't know cats had to pay taxes.
No, tax fraud.
Ribbit.
Ribbit.
Tax fraud. Hey, Matty J.
Matty J in the house. Where's he at? What's up, bub?
So you've been listening to any new music, Jess?
Yeah.
What do you listen to?
Horizont. Some band called Horizont.
I got three tickets today, if anybody cares.
Really? To
Paradise?
What's yesterday, up? Actually.
Three
no.
To
two.
No, speeding tickets.
Oh.
I went 88 in a 50, and then they felt bad, so they gave me a 60 in a 50. Then I tried to take Nikki to the spooky-ass tree at nighttime, and it's illegal to go there.
Is it the DuPont tree?
So then I got $75 ticket on that one.
You like fucking at spooky places. You and Nikki went and to my down by the cemetery, down by my house.
I fucked against your cemetery graveyard once.
Yeah, like some.
I really did.
Cross covered grave.
And I tipped over a marble.
That's horrible.
I know. I'm not bragging about it.
There's a DuPont like hospital.
I'm just saying that's what happened.
There's some crazy DuPont hospital in the middle of the woods around here somewhere. And right now, if you try and go there, you'll get chased by SUVs. If you try and go on the property.
Subs? Yeah, that I know. Yeah,
it's not far from here.
Subs?
I've seen me do it.
They'll chase you. No one wants to be chased by that. Wolverines, subs. However.
Yeah, it's true. You read it in the fucking spooky, fucking weird books of the weird places of Chester County. And if you go there right now, you get chased.
Books are spooky.
You get chased by the books.
No, it's called Weird Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Strange. Well, I mean, I've read it in a bunch of different ones. And I looked at, I actually Googled where it is, and it's like seriously 2 miles from here.
Wiggy's from nice Marin County, and she wants to, she hates it. She'd like to hear better.
How do you know?
What do you, because she told me. Why do you like Chester County so much?
People like Westchester. You know, you've inspired a lot of people to move to Westchester. There?
Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.
People move
cool
here because...
Cool graveyards and all that
getting
stuff.
Getting chased by SUVs.
People move here because Bam like skates here and,
I have not done that
and
yet.
Shoots videos
I want to go there. I got to see this.
The DuPonts. You know the DuPonts. They're
no, I have never heard
crazy.
Of that.
They invented gunpowder and they're... billionaires and they all inbreed to keep the money.
Oh, and then one of their sons
is that a
one
fact?
Of their sons was a homo, and then he was in love with his homo tennis player, and then he killed him, and then he got away with it because they put him in a DuPont mental institution.
Is this a fact?
Which means
though?
No, yeah. This is a pure fact.
That's a little dangerous.
No, which means
it was on the news. We went all there right. And everything.
You did this? All right. Well, then you're going into a mental institution at the DuPont. And basically, he has all this
Chinese
land to do whatever he wants.
Not
to
do
it's DuPonts, unbelievable.
Teflon, the gunpowder. Dude, they invented
Chinese
so much.
The DuPonts basically own Delaware.
They own the patent to it or whatever, you know.
The Chinese invented gunpowder.
But my favorite DuPonts is there's one who there's one girl DuPont
not
who doesn't
DuPont.
Believe in clothes.
Give me
and
some
she
other
wears
facts
a trash bag,
and I'll look it up and
that's
see.
That's what happens when you.
The best
when
DuPont.
You're born, when you're born as a billionaire, that's what happens, Jesse. You become nuts and you want to wear trash bags because you want to be naked.
But my favorite DuPont is a hunter, but he doesn't hunt like normal people. He rents a helicopter.
He hunts
and
weird people.
And flies over on a helicopter and just annihilates a herd of deer with an M16 and then just flies away.
Who's this now?
A DuPont.
That's
his hunting. He flies over a field and annihilates a herd of like deer or whatever from a helicopter and then just flies away.
Chad wants to hear Desi.
No, I don't want to hear it. Is that Cher's kid?
Yeah, it is.
I think Ted Nugent should be the only
talk to.
Do you want to share that with the audience?
Shut up. Talk to.
We want to share this Dead Z song.
Daniel's friends with him.
We want to share this Dead Z song with the audience.
Is he a cool dude?
Yeah.
Share it.
I heard him on Howard Stern.
We share this with you.
I like him.
No, it's what I'm laughing about is it's like from the 90s, right?
No, it's like 4 or 5 years old.
I think it's from the 90s and they wore futuristic clothing in the video and you just think it's from now.
Well, they wear funky clothes.
Right, so you think it's more recent than it was.
No, it's not true.
Remember the Willennium?
What's the Willennium?
You're talking about Will Smith.
That still seems like the future to me.
You're simple.
The Willennium, dude, Willennium. You remember? The Willennium.
The Willennium.
He's smoking a cigarette over all this.
Everybody was freaked out because all the computers weren't written into the 2000s. It was all 19, right?
That shit was terrifying.
Yeah, it was. I thought planes were gonna like fall out of the sky and shit.
No, that you happened then a year after.
Yeah, 99-0-0-0.
Right.
Y2K.
What were you calling it? 99.
I don't. What's Willennium?
The Willennium is when Will Smith claimed that the year 2000 was like his brand.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's going to take over.
He's gone.
Yeah. Can't wait to buy all that shit.
You don't remember that shit? It was all futuristic.
The last thing I watched with him was like Men in Black 1.
When is everybody going to finally wear silver? Like, you know how like everyone Tensy does shit too. In the future and they're like, oh, what's everybody going to wear? Probably silver
just
shit.
Just silver
shit. Well, why don't we just start now? Get it over with.
Have you been your friends with him? Have you heard it?
Silver shit.
Yeah. Do you like it?
Yeah. Play the Rush cover that you were talking about.
Well, I'm trying to, but Chad won't do it.
Your fucking CD player will not play a song, dude. That's the problem.
Because you broke it and spit it.
I didn't know. No, I didn't.
I saw you spit in it.
That's not fucking true. You saw me.
Everything's broken around here.
I'll say. Everything's broken around here. It won't read your Deadzy CD because it's from the 90s, back when CD players first came out.
That's a lie.
It is. It's probably the first CD that was made.
Can you try once more?
Look at it. This and a Spin Doctor all right, CD. Well, all
right. You're a Spin Doctor.
Where's your Spin Doctor CDs? Fine. You might want to put this Deadzy CD with it.
Enter Shikari, track 12.
What was that Spin Doctor song?
You.
Track 12.
Little Miss Can't Be Wrong.
These guys played at Soundwave with CKY.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't think we saw them on the bus, though. I don't know what they look like.
The Hannah like that. I'm still mad at her.
I think Hannah's favorite band is Spin Doctors.
Not yeah. Still. No way.
I think so.
I think he still like rocks out.
I've never heard him listen to it. It works in the car, but they're not professional CD players in the car.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta be gentle with these professional CD players.
And there's a car.
You.
Enter Shakira.
What time is it?
I mean, what track, I'd enter Shakira.
What track is
would
it?
Would you?
What track?
Would you enter Shakira?
Would you? I heard you. What joke? Kind of joke was that, fam? What track?
No, would you enter Shakira?
Would you? Chad. What track?
12, dude. I said it.
All right.
There you go. Turn it up. Yeah. Ready, fam? Shoot, shoot.
Do you remember my white?
Oh, and we're back.
Oh, thank God.
You hated it?
It was quite, it's kind of schizophrenic.
They're 19-year-olds.
I'll say.
Well, it's you're either sensitive or you're angry.
Well, they're from England and they're angry. And it's emo.
It must be.
But they're on Soundwave Festival with CKY.
Yeah, I haven't heard of them.
And I was on Trains, Planes, and Automobiles with them, and I happened to like them.
I'm sure that they're fine, dude. They're young, man. That's cool.
Track 12.
What's this?
The Thieves.
We just listened to track 12.
There's a new track 12.
On the same song?
No. Fuck no.
Track 12. This is track 12.
It just happened to be track 12 again.
What if the lyrics listening to track 12.
Were track 12?
On the Thieves. I don't know the name of the song.
The song is called Track 13. What track is it? Track 12.
Just hit it.
What if a live band was just like, this is track 7. Now we're going to play track 11.
The Thieves.
Yeah, or you could call it track 12.
This is Radio Bam. The Thieves.
It's 13.
Oh. You mean...
That's all right.
Track 12 is track 13?
I thought it was... It's 13.
There's not even a 13 on this CD.
Well, then it's 11.
It's like a hotel. There's no 13th floor.
What track is this?
I guess 11 if there's no 13.
All right. Track 13.
Come on.
What is it?
I'm getting to the bottom of this, and I'm going to fuck if you're at the top.
Is it the track 10 that we're all talking about? Track 13?
It's 10 or 9.
10 or 9. Is it track 10?
It's 9.
Is it track 9?
Yes.
Is this it?
Turn it off, yeah.
It's track 9. Radio Band.
Smile, I'm in the wild. In fact, I'm lost. A widow's smile. Oh, it don't mean a thing when I lie. Got you everything, and give me the time I need. Give me the smile I bleed. Give me the hope I bleed. Make me real. Give me a twist of time. Give me the family line. Bring me back. Make me real. Turn me to gray. Cut my hair. Walk me away. In my hair there is a man. And with his mouth he burns me down. What did I pay to lose? How did I get so bruised? Self-infliction washing over me. Why do I falter now? Why can't I work this out? I burn every bridge that ever stood over me. Come track will you give me, my oh my? Colors fade with time, and it feeds to the line. Have I lost my oh my?
I think the video for that song should be a guy eating a giant mound of bacon just crying. Crying into his bacon.
How come?
Why bacon? Well, I like that band. And, well, I've never eaten bacon, but if I did, I think I would eat
it. You're a vegetarian.
Listening to that song, yeah.
Just crying while eating bacon.
That's James different. Davis here with Jesse, Justin, Mortadera, Matty J. Well, and then we have Chad Ginsburg.
Yeah.
And Wiggy B.
Today was Abe's birthday party. Well, birthday
and she got
dinner.
All mad at me because she's like, don't you know what day it is? What day is it? We're going to the Mendenhall. Why? You don't know why? Take a wild guess. I'm like, I don't like to take wild guesses. It's March 28th. I'm like, oh, it's your birthday. How the fuck am I supposed to know?
Yeah, well,
because it's your mom?
When we were driving there.
I don't know what day it is if it was my own birthday.
What day is your birthday?
September 28th, but I wouldn't know that either.
There's times when I don't know what month it is.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I know my mom's birthday.
Well, Jess earlier said it's crazy that she's 65, but she's 56.
65.
That's what you said.
No.
You said, I can't believe she's 65.
No, I said she's 4 years away. 65?
Yeah, but she's 56.
60. No, I said she's 4 years
Jess has three kids, 60. Though, so he has to meet and pay attention about what day it is and shit.
Yeah.
I don't.
But I don't. Really.
I don't. I really didn't know at all.
Kel keeps track of what day it is.
Well, now that
what
I know.
Oh, well, knowing
March
what day
28th.
It
what
is. Day? You knew the date, but you would. You know
Monday.
Your mom's birth date, but you don't know what day
well,
it is now.
There you have it.
There you have it.
You just don't know what day it is today, not what day you're born.
Wiggy Clean Dead Sea. Daniel's friends with him.
Dead Sea.
Don't worry, there's cum on it.
Don't worry.
Is there?
That's why I wasn't playing
Why
earlier.
Are you coming on a Dead Sea CD? That's what I mean about this band.
That's why I wasn't playing earlier, Chad.
Why? I suspected that shit
track,
was going
track
on.
Two,
if you're listening to it.
Track two, we believe.
I don't know. I never heard it. Let me share this with you. Well,
I can't.
What track is it on the Dead Sea?
Two.
I'm sorry, it doesn't want
it's
to play.
It's called Carrying.
It doesn't want to play it still.
Yes, yeah, right. She put chapstick all over it.
What did you do? Put chapstick on it.
She says it works.
You know what? CDs are such a flawed like format. I can't wait for it to be gone.
It's not working. Can't play the Dead Sea CD.
Are you sure?
Is that all you have? What did you do?
What about track one then?
It won't play any.
All right, fine. I'm playing him.
Oh, which new band?
He haven't played him in a long ass time.
Well, I want to.
I didn't say you can. I said you haven't.
I want to know what's up with Villa, man.
Who cares?
I don't know. I heard he's like seriously retreated into his house and hasn't come out.
That's what I do.
Yeah, but no, not like him, dude.
Oh, he's in
yeah,
deeper
retreats.
Inside of his house.
He makes in the closet.
He makes no attempt to.
Is he in the basement
in the public
the whole time?
I don't know. I mean, this is what I heard. I don't know.
Can you try to play track one?
No attempt. Who does?
Yeah, but like it's like different.
Yeah.
Different.
Is it underground? Why is it different?
No, it's
it'd have to be underground.
I mean, they have underground houses.
He doesn't leave the house.
Well, that takes help then.
Not even,
somebody's
even
gotta
Dan
do his shopping.
Leaves his house for cat litter.
Dude, I'm telling you, these CD players.
It's a brand new. Jimmy just gave it to me.
If you look back in time, this radio show has been asking
Jimmy Pop
for CD players.
Jimmy Pop just gave it to me. It's a brand new ass CD.
Well, you need a regular CD. These are ass CDs.
I didn't even put it in my car stereo. It was in the disc.
Well, now it's going to work because you yelled about it.
on radio. Bam. Faction. Serious.
Yeah, serious.
X. M.
That's Radio Band for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Band.
Radio Band every Monday, 7-4 p.m.
Radio Band every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Band.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Band at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Band at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG. Wow.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.